It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number two and time for Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Hey, the blue-white game is coming up soon, and GoPSURV.com has you covered with the best deal with the best deals ever. Excuse me, RVs for the weekend starting at just $500. Even better, when you spend on the spring game, what you spend for the spring game can be used as credit for any game in the fall. Spend the weekend in a luxury RV, enjoy 409 tailgate club barbecue, and a free bus ride to and from the stadium. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for all the details. Okay, Ross, we're continuing with your breakdown and analysis of the 2020 Penn State recruiting class. I'll let you give you a little bit of your disclaimer, and then we'll dive right in.
Yeah, so it's a little different this year than the other years because usually we're counting down. And so I always give the disclaimer that these guys are all total freak shows. They got offered full rides by Penn State and a bunch of other schools. They are way, way better than I was in high school, and that's true. But we're doing it differently because I hadn't really gotten to many of these kids yet. So I am grading them as we go, and at the end, we will have their numerical grade for all of them, including for the listener that wants us to make them on a scale of 1 to 100 and not scale of 1 to 10 because they're an anti-decimal pointite. I really enjoy it. And I have no idea when I do these how good these guys are or where it's going to net out. So let's go.
All right, all 27. We got three more for you this week. We're sticking to them by, you know, sort of position group, so we're comparing apples to apples for you. But we're going to do this week with guys that catch the football. We'll start with tight end Tyler Warren, 6'6", 235-pound, three-star from Atlee High School in Mechanicsville, Virginia. Number 22 ranked tight end in the class, 5'52 nationally, and the number 14 player out of Virginia.
And I got to say this, too. This is the best threesome we've done. I had no idea what to expect from these guys. They're all good. I gave them all above an 8.0. Actually, I'm looking at it now. I gave all three of them an 8.1. I didn't even realize that until I just looked at it. I gave all three of them an exact. That'll be real fun when we have to do their grading. Maybe I should go 2 decimal points.
There you go.
I can actually have some separation. So Tyler Warren is a tremendous athlete for his size. He's 6'6", 235, primarily plays quarterback for his high school.
Crazy.
And I hate Tyler Warren because I would love to have been Tyler Warren. 6'6", 235, shredded, playing quarterback. He's fast, running away from dudes. He's running dudes over. He's probably running right to the cheerleaders after the game. Tyler Warren is the man. I love this dude. All right. He looks like Tim Tebow running around the field, except he actually throws it better than Tim Tebow. And one thing I wrote down was that I kind of like that they'll have him as an emergency quarterback, which isn't as big a deal in college football as it is in the NFL. Potentially for an away game where they only travel 3 quarterbacks for away games, right, Bob?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so potentially for an away game if 3 quarterbacks get hurt. But I think he could be a good short yardage runner option. You know, my alma mater has done this, and I feel like you really don't want to get Clifford beat up. So on some of these 3rd and 4th and shorts, I like the idea of putting Tyler Warren at quarterback. He's an absolute hammer. I think he's as good of an athlete as Clifford. And if you're going to take a vicious shot, you're going to have a Cam Newton power play. Why even have Clifford do that?
I would have Micah do it, but Tyler would work too.
Right. Yeah. And Warren, but here's the difference between Warren and Micah. Warren can throw it.
Yes.
Like if you totally stack the box, he can throw it well enough. So what I liked about though is I'm watching the first few plays thinking, okay, big dude, good athlete, love this guy. The reason why, you know, maybe he's not as highly touted is because I saw that he was a 3-star, is because he's a projection. We've been talking about how a lot of the guys in this class have the raw ability, but they're a little raw. They're not as finished products, which is why they're a 3-star. In his case, it's he played quarterback, but he's not going to play quarterback in college.
Correct.
He's a move position guy. But I was pleasantly surprised because they did move him to receiver sometimes. He did play a little bit of receiver. So he showed an ability to high point deep balls. He showed an ability to make a couple contested catches. He also had good run after the catch. Like they throw him like a wide receiver screen or a slant, and he could really go. I can't remember what I gave Theo Johnson, the highly touted, like maybe the best recruit Penn State got, along with Curtis Jacobs. But I'm telling you right now, I think I like Warren better. He's going to be more physical and very, very limited opportunities as a receiver. Please say it's not 8.1. Oh, my gosh. I gave Theo Johnson 8.1, too. Oh. Jim Galante, our boss, who's now famous, showed this to me. I gave Theo Johnson. I'm telling you right now, don't let me forget. When we do the rankings, okay, Tyler Warren's ahead of Theo Johnson as an 8.1.
Just two things.
Tyler Warren's 8.19. Theo Johnson, 8.11.
Just two observations. Ross is officially the charter member of the Tyler Warren fan club before anyone else. There's no way anyone – I guarantee you there's no one likes him as much as he does right now, and you can claim that if you're right.
Yeah.
Number two, Ross
– and if I'm wrong, people will forget. It's amazing.
Number two, you're almost describing exactly, except for he's a little taller, the college version of that New Orleans Saints quarterback.
Taysom Hill.
Yeah, you're
a T. Well, he's not that fast. He's not that fast, but Tyler Warren's not as fast as him. But I will just say this. He is an impressive receiver given how few opportunities he had.
Yeah.
Like, all P.O. Johnson did every play was play receiver. Tyler Warren's playing quarterback, and they put him at receiver, and he looks pretty good. I'm highly encouraged to see what he would look like when he's a receiver all the time.
The blue-white game is approaching, and we have an exciting announcement. In conjunction with our friends over at GoPSURV.com, Keystone Sports is giving away an RV for the blue-white weekend at the GoPSURV.com lot. Arrive Friday, stay through Sunday, enjoy the 409 tailgate barbecue and free shuttle to and from the game, and, of course, there will be some goodies provided in your RV courtesy of our KSN partners. Just download the Keystone Sports app and you'll see the RV button to enter to win. One entry only, please, per email address. All right, continuing on, quarter number two, 2020 recruiting class. Let's go to wide receiver Keandre Lambert, 6'1", 176, 4-star Maury High School in Norfolk, Virginia, 35th rated wide receiver in a class just outside the top 200 nationally, and the number 4 player from Virginia. He's Cam Chancellor's nephew, by the way.
Did not know that. Very excited about him. In fact, I'm pretty excited about both these receivers.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. They have a chance to play this year. Lambert is special with the ball in his hands. Really special. He's got good, not great size. You said it, 6'1", 176. But an impressive ability to separate late in the route. So a lot of times, and by the way, he's playing in Norfolk, Tidewater region of Virginia. Those kids can run.
Yep.
That's like playing in Georgia or Florida. The kids in the Tidewater region, 7'5", 7" of Virginia, can run. And when the ball was in the air, he would just be able to pull away at the end. He can separate late in the route, hit another gear. Very smooth route runner. You know, sometimes with tall guys, it's tough to tell for sure what their raw speed is.
Right.
He's fast. I don't know if he's not like KJ Hamler fast. He's fast, but he gets the ball. He's running all. They put him as a wildcat quarterback a lot.
Right.
And he ran all over the place. You didn't see a lot of contested catches, though.
Right.
It's either a wide receiver screen that he runs all over the place or a fade route that he accelerates. I didn't see a lot with him having to go up and get it. But you know what? Receivers are like ice cream flavors. You see that with KJ Hamler. Meanwhile, you got the Texas receiver who's like 6'6", 240, right? Like, so receivers, more than any other position, come in all shapes and sizes. And it's really up to what you want. Really like Lambert a lot.
Yeah, I love this guy. He's got butter hands, what I call. The ball just seems to – like, it's really soft when he takes the ball in. All right, let's go to wide receiver Jaden Dotton, 6'3", 170, four-star from the Suffield Academy in Suffield, Connecticut. Number 48 wide receiver in the class, just inside the top 300 overall nationally, and the number three player out of Connecticut. He is enrolled early.
So what's funny to me about Jaden Dotton and Suffield Academy is that league, okay, it's like 50-50. Some of the teams, it's straight Johnny Hedge Fund, okay? Other teams,
not good.
Other teams, it's pretty clear that they bring in dudes like PGs or regular that are good. So his tape from one game to the next, it varied greatly what the competition was. He was awesome tracking deep balls, whether on offense or defense. I'm partial, by the way, anytime a guy plays both ways. I like seeing what they're doing on the other side. He had a bunch of picks. I didn't know he was 6'3". I thought he was the same size as Lambert. I thought he was about 6'1 on tape. So that's good to know. He has really good body control as a deep middle of the field center fielder and on deep balls for a guy that is 6'3". Tremendous hands. Caught everything. His body control, and as a boundary receiver, he had like three or five like Chris Carter on the sideline type toe tap catches. Different player than Lambert. You know, he's good after the catch. He's not Lambert after the catch. But what I think he's better at is body control and as a boundary receiver. Good after the catch, good speed. Neither one of those were elite, though, like Lambert, Tyler Warren, and every other player we've evaluated so far. I gave him an
8.1. 8.1. So one of the big differences between the two receivers that stood out to me in the last 30 seconds, Ross, was the ball seemed to find Dotton. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't like a great route runner running away from guys, but wherever the ball was, he seemed to find it, and it found him. Which I always thought is an innate quality.
Great body control and hands is a really good combination.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number two and the 8.1 Ask Ross from the Labatt Studio. Tucker's tape, excuse me. Stick around. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next.
Looking for a great gift for the blue and white fan in your life? Check out 409tailgateclub.com for some great ideas. You can get the tailgate box that includes all their rubs and sauces. Then there's the Bloody Mary gift box, complete with mix, bacon salt, and even pepperoni straws. Go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out their online store. Don't forget to use code KSN on checkout for a discount. That's 409tailgateclub.com and use code KSN.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.